Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Newsletter, Winter 2016. Bard Mobile for Kindle. Our National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped office in Washington, D.C., announced that there is now a Bard Mobile application for patrons who use a Kindle Fire HD. The Bard Mobile application for Android devices, version 1.0.2, is now available at the Amazon App Store for patrons who wish to install the app on a Kindle Fire device. Note that only second-generation Kindle Fire devices are equipped to run the Bard Mobile application. A list of acceptable Kindle devices is below. However, not all of these devices include accessibility features. The devices are Fire 2015, Fire HD 10 2015, Fire HD 6 2014, Fire HD 7 2014, Fire HD 8 2015, Fire HDX 8.9 2014, Fire HDX 8.9 WAN 2014, Fire Phone, Kindle Fire HD 2013, Kindle Fire HDX 2013, Kindle Fire HDX 8.9 2013, Kindle Fire HDX 8.9 WAN 2013, and Kindle Fire HDX WAN 2013. Bard Mobile app version 1.0.2 that contains several bug fixes is also available from the Google Play Store. Patrons who are experiencing issues with the app can update to the new version. This version of the Bard Mobile app enables NLS patrons to download talking books and magazines directly to their Android devices, provided they have Bard accounts and are using devices running Android OS 4.1 or later. The iOS version of the app, which facilitates download of Braille and talking books, is available from the App Store. Contact for the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped includes by phone 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. Our website is www.cmpl.org/mlbph. Our hours, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday, September through May, 1 to 6 p.m. Updates from your library. We hope all our patrons had a wonderful holiday season. Now that winter is upon us, you might be needing more books from our library to keep you busy during the next few months. Just give us a call and we will be happy to send more books out if needed. And just to add a little warmth to these cold months, how about entering our 2016 Winter Reading Contest entitled Travels from My House? The rules are simple. Call us to order one book on a country that you would like to learn more about, and depending on what the library has available, either in fiction or nonfiction, we will send you an audiobook about that country or a story that takes place in that country. For our large print readers, if we are not able to find a large print book for that country, we will try to find something similar, since our large print collection is somewhat limited. Call us when you have finished the book, and we will enter your name in a drawing. Two winners will be able to pick a prize from a list of items compiled from the Maxi AIDS catalog. The contest begins on February 1st and ends on March 31st. The beginning of a new year is a good time to look back and see what major events were accomplished in 2015 at your Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. In order to promote our library services, we mailed brochure packets to optometrists and ophthalmologists in our service area of Macomb County. We welcomed a new part-time librarian to our service. Her name is Barbara, and later in this newsletter, you will learn a bit more about her. We participated in a site survey by the Lansing Braille and Talking Book Library and received great feedback on our service. Macomb LBPH was represented on the Planning Committee for the Biennial Tri-Regional Conference for 2015. We were interviewed for a Michigan radio website article. We attended 15 outreach events and spoke with 400 people. Our library continued hosting the Vision Network group meetings twice a month in summer, and we continued computer and handheld device tutoring, as well as our book discussion group. We conducted winter and summer reading programs for patrons. Our library hosted an informational session with Macomb Intermediate School District VI consultants and students, and we partnered with the Michigan Disability Rights Coalition Group to continue assistive technology demonstrations. Statistics from October 1, 2014 through August 31, 2015. New patrons added to the service 150. Total patrons 897. Programs hosted at the library 62, with 327 in attendance. Circulation 41,830 items. Overall, we had a very busy year and look forward to 2016. A word from our new staff member at Macomb LBPH. Hello, MLBPH community. My name is Barbara Shipman, and I'm very excited to be joining MLBPH as a part-time librarian. Prior to coming to LBPH, I have worked as an academic librarian at Oakland University, Kresge Library, where research was my primary focus. As an MLBPH librarian, I am eager to build relationships with our community members and to provide quality library services to meet your reading needs. I look forward to being a part of the MLBPH community, and I hope to get the opportunity to meet each and every one of you. Newsline for your news. The National Federation of the Blind's Newsline service is a great way to stay current with national, international, and local news. As Newsline's brochure states, this service is a free electronic service that gives any blind, visually impaired, or print disabled person access to newspapers, magazines, and TV listings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, using a touch-tone telephone, on the web, or by download to a digital talking book player or MP3 playing device. If you are interested in subscribing to Newsline, please call the library at 586-286-1580. Agency information. The Michigan Disability Rights Coalition is a statewide nonprofit organization. The coalition can help you become a proud and powerful leader for positive change, find resources to make assistive technology affordable, learn how to tell your own personal story in a compelling way, advocate for affordable, accessible, integrated housing that meets your needs, participate in the process as changes are made to Michigan's long-term care system. Their phone number is 800-760-4600, and website is www.mymdrc.org. The Michigan Assistive Technology Loan Fund allows people with disabilities and seniors or their family members to purchase assistive technology devices or services, including modification of vehicles and homes. Loans may also cover cost of training to use the purchased equipment, warranties, and service agreements. For information about this fund, please contact the United Cerebral Palsy, UCP, at 800-828-2714 or visit the website at http://ucpmichigan.org/at/loan-funds/michigan-assistive-technology-loan-fund. For information on the Americans with Disabilities Act, you can contact the ADA National Network at 800-949-4232. Their website is https://adata.org. The network provides information, guidance, and training on the Americans with Disability Act, ADA. Our services are tailored to meet the needs of business, government, and individuals at local, regional, and national levels. Websites to sell, buy, or find assistive technology include AT Exchange at https://atxchange.org and Blind Bargains at https://blind-bargains.com. Computer and device tutoring. If you are interested in opening up a whole new world of access to information, why not try making an appointment with our assistive technology tutor, Sharon? Whether you are new to computers or other devices such as iPads, iPhones, etc., or have used these in the past, but your vision issues have discouraged you from going back to them, our library can arrange tutoring sessions that can get you on the way to a more independent way of communicating and accessing information. Call the library at 586-286-1580 to set up an appointment or for further information.
Sharon's Corner. Our computer tutor, Sharon, will offer articles for our newsletter from time to time. In this feature, she shares her experience at a recent visit to Leader Dogs. My first experience with mobility training was almost 30 years ago. Recently, I decided to return to a mobility program to upgrade my orientation and mobility skills, since my vision has changed over the years. I found a great mobility training program at the Leader Dogs for the Blind facility in Rochester, Michigan. Most of us know the Leader Dog program breeds and trains dogs to be guide dogs for people who are visually impaired. However, for those without guide dogs, mobility training instructs people how to use their white cane properly and how to safely navigate both indoors and out. The Accelerated Orientation and Mobility program is a residential program where the student arrives at the facility on Sunday afternoon and leaves on Friday afternoon. This program provides training at no cost to the student, including a private room and meals. Usually the training is a one-on-one process between the student and the trainer. We were taught to negotiate the physical environment at the facility and then to travel outside as well. We learned to identify and cross streets with or without stopped traffic, to travel at night, and even had a short practice session with a guide dog. Some students also have the opportunity to learn how to use a pedestrian GPS device to track location as well as travel directions. The purpose of this program is to help people learn how to travel safely and independently indoors and outdoors. The trainers are knowledgeable and really seem to enjoy their work at Leader Dogs for the Blind. For more information and to get an application, contact 248-651-9011 or www.leaderdog.org. Historical vision equipment displayed at Macomb LBPH. In the new year, MLBPH is putting together a display to commemorate National Glaucoma Awareness Month and National Age-Related Macular Degeneration Low Vision Awareness Month. The display will showcase various vision exam tools and eyewear straight from the archives of the Detroit Institute of Ophthalmology, DIO. Each item will include a brief description. If you or someone you know is planning to visit the Clinton Macomb Public Library Main Branch in January or February, please take a moment to stop by MLBPH to check out our display. Thank you to the DIO for lending us their fascinating exhibit. Reader recommendations. Rita Taylor and Florence Brogdon recommend The Prodigal Son by Danielle Steele. When investment banker Peter McDowell's life implodes, he has nowhere to go but to the lake house he inherited from his parents. Wary of meeting his estranged twin Michael, he is surprised when Michael warmly welcomes him. Peter is hopeful of a repaired relationship until journals reveal secrets. Bestseller. Rita says this is a very good story with lots of twists and turns. Florence says she could not stop listening to the book. It was so suspenseful. It had her sitting on the end of her chair. The Prodigal Son by Danielle Steele, DB 81411. Phyllis Gramza has two books to recommend, Lizette's List by Susan Vreeland and The Meat Racket, The Secret Takeover of America's Food Business by Christopher Leonard. In Lizette's List, Lizette, 20, and her husband leave Paris in 1937 to care for André's grandfather, Pascal, in Provence. Lizette resents leaving the city, but she is enchanted by Pascal's art collection. Left alone when war breaks out, Lizette vows to recover the precious paintings hidden by André when called to fight. Phyllis enjoyed this book for its human art and historical interests. Lizette's List by Susan Vreeland, DB 79716. In The Meat Racket, The Secret Takeover of America's Food Business, journalist investigates the business of American meat, examines the consolidation and monopolization of the production of beef, chicken, and pork during the latter half of the 20th century, considers the impact on farmers, supermarkets, consumers, and the overall economy. Phyllis comments that this was a very interesting and informative book. She jokingly says it will turn you into a vegan in no time. The Meat Racket, The Secret Takeover of America's Food Business, DB 78390. Lori Murphy says if you have ever lost or found someone, if you've been disappointed or fearful of life, you should read In the Unlikely Event by Judy Blume. Mary Ammerman returns to her hometown of Elizabeth, New Jersey in 1987 to attend a commemoration of the worst year of her life. 35 years earlier, when Mary was 15 and in love for the first time, a succession of airplanes fell from the sky, leaving the community reeling. Lori mentions this book targets every emotion you have. In the Unlikely Event by Judy Blume, DB 81763. Russell Allgaier recommends My Story by Elizabeth Smart. Elizabeth Smart recounts her ordeal of being kidnapped at age 14 from her family's home in Salt Lake City, Utah, on June 5, 2002, and her 9 months of captivity. Highlights the ways her religious faith sustained her sanity, her subsequent recovery, and the trial of her abusers. Russ says this is his best book of the year. My Story by Elizabeth Smart, DB 77683. Susan Perry recommends several books. Deadline Artists, Scandals, Tragedies, and Triumphs, More of America's Greatest Newspaper Columns by John Avlon, S Street Rising, Crack, Murder, and Redemption in D.C. by Ruben Castaneda, and Get Up, Why Your Chair is Killing You and What You Can Do About It by James A. Levin. Deadline Artists features history-making columns from veteran print journalists. Includes Jack London's eyewitness account of the aftermath of the 1906 San Francisco earthquake, Ernie Pyle on the 1944 liberation of Paris, and H. L. Mencken on the 1925 Scopes Monkey Trial. Violence and Strong Language. Susan said she could not put this one down. Deadline Artists. DB 77423. In S Street Rising, journalist details his years covering the crime beat for the Washington Post, even as he struggled with an addiction to crack cocaine. Describes the culture of Washington, D.C. in the 1990s, and profiles a homicide detective with whom Castaneda became friendly. Some violence and some descriptions of sex. Susan mentions this book was interesting in that it described how the author overcame his drug and alcohol addiction. S Street Rising, DB 79558. In Get Up, the director of the Mayo Clinic, an Arizona State University Obesity Solutions Initiative, explains his research on the physical and mental consequences that arise from the growing number of hours individuals spend sitting, at home, at work, and commuting. He offers advice on reversing this negative trend. Susan found this an interesting book on exercising and how to make plans to escape the chair. Get Up, DB 79564. Lawrence Robbins enjoyed and recommends A Thousand-Mile Walk on the Beach, One Woman's Trek of the Perimeter of Lake Michigan by Loreen Neuwenhuis, and its sequel, A 1,000-Mile Great Lakes Walk, One Woman's Trek Along the Shorelines of All Five Great Lakes. Loreen Neuwenhuis's solo walking adventure provides a ground-level view of issues facing Lake Michigan. In the sequel, Loreen's second walking adventure includes hiking stretches of the shorelines of all five Great Lakes. Her journey raises important questions about preserving wild places and protecting the fragile ecosystems of the Great Lakes. Walk on the Beach is DBL 8325, and Great Lakes Walk is DBL 8345. Join our book discussion group. Looking for a social way to discuss books without leaving your home? Our library has a monthly book discussion group by phone. If you would like to join the lively and interesting conversation, just give us a call at 586-286-1580 and we will provide you with the details. New members are always welcome. Assistive Technology Demonstration and Loan Program. For those patrons interested in knowing what products are on the market to make life a little easier for those with low vision or for those who are blind, the Michigan Disability Rights Coalition sponsors free demonstrations at our library. Products demonstrated range from lamps and magnifiers to writing guides, iPads, and more. To schedule an appointment, please contact the library at 586-286-1580. Music at Main. Join us for a free hour of music open to all ages. No registration is required. Sunday, February 21 at 2 p.m. The Jazz Cycle. This four-piece jazz band will perform smooth jazz and playful melodies at this free concert. Sunday, March 20 at 2 p.m. Matthew Ball. Matthew Ball, a.k.a. the Boogie Woogie Kid, presents an upbeat and fast-paced program of piano from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. This completes the Winter 2016 Reading is for Everyone newsletter. Please remember to return your cartridge to us so that we may reuse it. Thank you.